Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here on Cal Banyan's Hypnocetra on CalBanyan.com. And what do we talk about? Well, guess what? Hypnosis, hypnotherapy, etc. Everything related to doing hypnosis sessions, building a hypnosis practice. This video and all the videos that we have, I mean, hundreds of them, are for people who are already in the profession or are thinking about coming into the profession. So, with no further ado, today's topic is going to be about top ways to promote your business that doesn't feel icky. Now, I want to thank Erica for coming up with that topic. In fact, my co-hosts think about 90% of the topics. And so we sit down before we do these and I say, what's your topic ideas? And then we come up with them. And we agree upon four, and then we sit down and record them. And so today we're gonna talk about something that Erica is really, really good at. And that is getting clients in the door, even if you're brand new. And let me tell you a little bit more about Erica. Erica came from the world of software engineering and problem solving and that whole kind of computer world. And at one point she said, you know what? I want to work with the greatest computer ever invented or ever to exist, as far as we know anyway, and that's the human mind. And she made the leap over into the world of hypnosis. She took a local hypnosis class, whetted her appetite, but really wasn't enough for her to get started professionally. She got a hold of my 5-path DVD set and said, wow, now I have what I need. She got going. I met her at the convention. And you know what? Then she took the live course, and I saw a lot of talent there and invited her to do an interview and then to co-host. How you doing, Erica?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you. It's been a great couple of years doing these episodes with you. I was just thinking about when we met first at the Solid Gold. What was that, 2014, I think? And it's been just such a great ride since then. And we've talked about all sorts of really amazing things. I'm excited about talking about this topic. And I'm going to tell you guys about it in just a minute, why it came up. But first, Cal, I want to tell everybody about you. Cal Banyan is the authority on hypnosis that works, the stuff you're going to use in your office with clients every single day. He's been in the hypnosis profession for 20 years, and he's received every single award from the NGH, the National Guild of Hypnotists, which is the oldest and largest hypnosis professional organization in the world. He is an author. He is a trainer. He is a speaker. He's been on television. He's been on radio talking about hypnosis and talking about his books. He has trained some of the best in the profession, and he is the guy that people turn to, the experts in the profession turn to for guidance. He has had a profound impact on my career. Once I got my 5-path training, that is when my business really started taking off, and I've just been loving it ever since, helping people in really amazing ways to lead better lives. So thanks everyone for joining us here today. Cal, this topic came about because I had a graduate who asked me, basically said something like, I'm not sure if I want to do any self-promotion. Like, I don't know about this self-promotion thing. I see a lot of people doing self-promotion to bring in business. And it really caused me to pause because I don't consider it self-promotion at all. So I think that there's some things, there's some nuances about how to promote your business that is not egocentric. So that's what we're going to talk about today. It's not really about the hypnotist nearly about as much as the results and the work. So that's kind of the bottom line. And I'm going to go through a list of ways to do that so that you can help more people. How many people out there, Cal, do you think need help from a hypnotist?
How about just about everybody?
Right. But you know what? They're not going to get the help if they don't know about you, right?
Then when they have the problem, then they start searching and you got some really good ideas that are not just ideas, proven techniques to help people to pull the trigger when they're ready to come see you, right?
Absolutely. And so let's just get started on this. All right. So here is how to promote your business, promote the results, help amplify the work that you do so the message reaches the right people. So here's the switch that I want you to think about. When you're doing any type of advertising or talking about your business, it's really about the business. It's about the results. It's about the clients that are getting the results. So here are the top four things. First of all, though, you know, it's not really about you, the hypnotist. That, I think, is where people kind of get mixed up thinking that it's self-promotion. Like, here's what I did. Here is what I'm doing. It's not about you, the hypnotist. It's about the results, right? I think that's an important distinction that is the cornerstone of this entire episode, right, Cal?
That's right. Because it's that what clients are selfish, as they have every right to be. They're the ones that are going to spend the money. They're the ones that spend the time. They're the ones that are going to drive to your office. And so when you talk about, like we talked about in our last episode, you know, you got to talk about them, not so much you. And if not them in particular, about other people in similar situations. And you're going to get into that you've helped. Please proceed.
Right. And so the other thing that I want to mention before we get started is that no matter how popular businesses are or how successful, there is always a need to do what we call an awareness strategy. So people to become aware of your business. So even some of the most successful businesses in the whole world, think of your favorite brands. Think of your favorite shoe brand or your favorite restaurant. Those types of things. Big companies advertise. Okay, now we don't necessarily call that self-promotion because they're probably paying an advertising company. It is still promoting their work. And so when we small businesses have to do it ourselves a lot of the time, and that's normal. It doesn't have to feel like self-promotion though when you're making it about your client. So here's the top four ways to do it. The first one is talk about success. Talk about the results. Talk about how you helped somebody, right? So here's a client who achieved this type of result. She or he came in the door feeling this way and they left feeling this way. So it's really about the results or the success of the client. So that is one of the ways that you can focus your message on the aspect of your business that is not self-promotional. What do you think about that one, Cal?
You know, as you're talking about this, I'm thinking about, I was on the phone with Elson Eldridge the other day. He's one of the big dudes with the National Guild of Hypnotists. And he wants me to do some training with their instructors. And I said, you know, Elson, you know what the real secret to success is? And he goes, what's that, Cal? And I go, success. Success is the secret to success. And you're hitting it right on the head there with what you're saying. And that is, when you hold successes out there, that unlocks their belief that maybe I can be successful too. And when you do that, what do I realize? I realize that my success comes from the success of the people I help. So sharing successes is huge, huge, huge. Perfect. Keep going.
Right. I have something in my office called the Hypnosis Success Board. And I know there's other hypnotists that have kind of adopted this idea. And I think it's a really great idea because what happens is the client will have a huge win that week. Like one recently was, I bought a new shirt, a smaller shirt, but it was still too big. So this particular client's coming to me for weight loss. She bought a smaller shirt, but it was still too big. So that's a huge win for her. So she put up on the Hypnosis Success Board, bought a smaller shirt, still too big. That's what I'm talking about here, even small successes. And so what I do is just take a picture of that and post it online. Look at this success. And guess what? That reaches people out there who are thinking, just like you're saying, Cal, I wonder if I could do that, right? Gives them hope.
That's right. And that's where it all starts. Talked about this in our last episode. And that is, guess what? You've got to take them from that feeling of hopelessness into a feeling of hopefulness. Good, okay. Good. Keep going.
All right. So the next one is client testimonials. So in the first case, you are talking about results and success about a client. This is the client in their own words. Okay, so this is a client testimonial. So this is like first person from the client's perspective. And this is, you know, your client has great results. They write you a testimonial. They give you a video testimonial. Maybe they leave you an online third party testimonial on Google Plus or Yelp, something like that. And then you can share that information to talk about your business. And I know that you have all sorts of great Yelp reviews and Google Plus stuff online, Cal. Probably some other testimonials, too. So I know that you're doing this a lot.
You know, it's funny because that is the hottest thing going, I think, as far as business success right now, and that is getting those feedbacks, the 5-star ratings, the Yelp ratings, the Google ratings, and you've actually given me some coaching on how to get those Google ratings, right? The 5-star ratings and stuff like that. And if you're doing good work, let your clients talk about it. They don't have to say, well, I came in for erectile dysfunction and now everything's looking up, you know. But they can say, I saw Cal Banyan for an important change in my life, and it was amazing. After, you know, 3 years of having trouble with this issue, he cleared it right up in a few sessions. They don't have to get into the details of exactly what it is, because, I mean, you know, we work with stuff that people don't always want to admit to having problems with. Isn't that right, Erica?
Right, absolutely. And the way that I go about doing that is, you know, my clients, and this is probably true for you too, Cal, my clients are very compassionate, and, you know, a lot of them are suffering from things, and once they finally get that relief, they love to share it with people because they want to help other people that are still in their position. So I'll ask them, hey, would you be willing to share that, what you just said to me online? I know it's going to help other people when they read it from you. And they are encouraged to do so. They want to help somebody else have the same experience as they do. So they want to be helpful.
You know, and a wonderful way to do it, and I think you and Brenda Titus have worked together on this and then shared it with me, is after a client is really experiencing success and they move on, to email them with kind of a, you know, a contact thing and saying, how well, glad, I hope you're still doing really well, and I anticipate you will. And if you feel up to it, I would appreciate some feedback, and not feedback, but you tell the world how well it's been going for you. And here's a link to my Yelp, here's a link to the Google business, and so on, so that you gotta make it really easy for them, right? Wouldn't you say that's the key?
That is the key. And so the way that I do it specifically is when a client shares something with me, what I think is profound or would be very helpful for other people, I'll say to them, you know, thank you so much for saying that to me. Would you be willing to share that online, either, you know, anonymously or on something like Yelp? And then if they say yes, and most of them will, some want to do anonymously, and then it's just on my website. So I'll just send them an email. Here's what you said earlier today. Click here, copy and paste. They modify it, you know, sometimes with their own language or add something to it. And so it makes it super easy. Click, and then it's done. We need to kind of help them. You know, people are busy, and they mean to, but then they don't follow through. So that makes it easy for them.
Yeah, I remember when I was first learning about websites, I was reading this one book, and it was called Web Pages, Websites That Suck, right? And it was all about all the bad website design that was going on. But one of the things they said in there is that don't make them think. Because if somebody's got to figure something out, they're going somewhere else. So if you could just say, you know, click here to leave a message on Yelp, here on Google, and they click and it goes right there, then they don't even have to think, and it's a pleasure to do it because they kind of want to tell the world anyway. Perfect.
Yeah, they want to be part of the solution, and it makes them feel good to contribute and give back. So that's been my experience. All right, the third one is you're going to talk about a solution. And so the way that I look at this for number three is you're going to give your people something small that they can use. So here, let me give you an example. So you talk about a solution. Here is a relaxation recording that my clients love. You can get it for free on my website today. Listen to it before you go to bed, and you'll sleep better, wake up feeling refreshed. All right, so this is actually, you're giving them something small to help them. You're giving something away. And it's kind of like these videos, Cal. You give all this stuff away, right? So this is what I'm talking about with number three, giving them a solution for a small problem.
And it builds know, like, and trust. They get to know you, like you, and trust you. If you want to help people out anyway, and if there's a way you can do it that's free, it doesn't cost you much to do it, and it doesn't cost them anything to take advantage of it, that's just a huge, wonderful thing to do. Perfect. Keep going.
And you'll see, you know, like if you spend any time online, you'll see people comment on things. I had a friend who was talking about just being afraid to fly. And so I gave her some tips online. Here's what you could do to feel better about a fear of flying. Now, here's what would happen. she had a real serious issue with that, and I reached out to her with some really great advice that I know works because I do it all day, every day with my clients, she's going to connect with me because I reached out to try and help her with it. And so it could, that right there could be you with a new client helping somebody. So, you know, be helpful, care about people in your life and help them wherever you can. I mean, give that stuff away. You know, these small things give away, right?
Exactly.
All right, the next one, the fourth one, this is just about talking about the service that you do. So this one is more directly related to, I do this, right? I help people lose weight with hypnosis, even when everything else has failed. That's pretty much what I tell people now. And Cal, you know, thank you so much for coming up with that phrasing at the very end there, when everything else has failed. Well, that's what we're talking about here. You're directly telling them how you help people. I help people sleep better at night with hypnosis. Give us a call today. We're scheduling for next week. You know, give them your phone number, that type of thing. So this is more direct and making it very clear for them how you can help.
I got a question. Does that make you feel icky?
That one doesn't, because here's why. For me, I know I can help people. Absolutely, bottom of my heart, I absolutely know that this works. And so to some extent, I'm willing to put myself out there. It might be perceived as icky to some people, but I don't care anymore because I want to help people. I want to help people more than what other people think. And so I don't do this, like the number four, this fourth one, directly suggesting what I help people with. I don't do that every single time. And I think that there's actually a ratio that they recommend. If you're, let's just say you're posting this stuff online. You would not want to do a directly service-based, I help people with hypnosis. You would not want every single post, every single email, every single thing that you do, you would not want it to be this number four because it sounds too much like selling. But I think the ratio is 1-7. If you do 1, 2, and 3 more, and then the fourth one, 1 out of every 7 times, it's absolutely fine because guess what? Somebody's going to see that and it's going to be the exact right message for them on that day, and that's going to help them.
You know, and you can combine these messages too, correct? I mean, you can start with a soft and then end with something that's a little bit more direct, or you can start with something that's more direct and then soften it up with something that's, softer.
That's right. So, you know, but it doesn't bother me anymore, specifically because I know people need to hear it and it's going to help them. So my desire to help them is greater than my desire to not send this message, to not put this message out there.
You know, when I came up with that kind of elevator speech of, you know, oh, so what do you do? I'm a hypnotist. I help people when everything else has failed. That's like so amazing because everybody has a something, right? Or they know somebody that has a something, someone they know, like, or care about that is just so frustrated over something. The very next words out of their mouth is, can you help me with, or could you help my son with? And now you're in the problem solving stage and you just say, yeah. And one thing that would really be good is if you could throw an example. He says, I just worked with a client with the same issue, you know, a few months ago or last week, and they had really great results. And so if you can come back with, you can, like you're talking about, just share the success of what you've done. And so you can mix these things together in a way that fits the circumstance and fits your personality. Really good. Keep going. Are you done?
Yeah, I think the bottom line here really, Cal, is that this is coming from your heart with what's called a service heart, which is really just wanting to help somebody. That's it. You're not trying to sell them anything. You're not trying to make them do anything. You're doing this because you love and you care about them and you want to help them. And so that's really where I think this message, when it comes from that, people can notice that, and that's when they will call you when they need to.
Yeah, it's about fit. About, you know, you don't want somebody in your office that you can't help. Right, so you put it out there and you begin the conversation to find out if it's a proper fit. Wouldn't you agree with that?
That's right.
Cool. All right, are you done?
Yep, that's it. So thank you everyone for joining today. I'm Erica Flint, and you can find me at CascadeHypnosisTraining.com. I have a course coming up in September and another one in January, so I hope to see you there. Thanks again.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And I'm Cal Banyan, and I've got courses coming up. October, now this is 2017 as I'm recording this, in case you're watching it some other time, you can always go to calbanion.com, check my course schedule. But for you guys who are watching it in this time frame, then October, I have a 10-day. January of 2018, I have a 10-day. And in July of 2018, I have a 10-day. This is the Banyan Super Course with 5 paths and 7 paths, full certification course. NGH approved, you get our certification, you get National Guild of Hypnotists certification. And then we have a very special one coming up in April 2018, and that is the 7-day course. It's the same course, but we don't spend so much time on the basic stuff. It's designed for people who are already certified. And you will find that this is an absolute transformative course with skill and confidence building course. All right, that's it. Cal Banyan. Signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.